Most of the people I talk to lately share with me that they're low in vitamin D. It seems odd to me that so many people are having this problem, so I thought this might be a good opportunity to talk about vitamin D. Here are a few things that we need to know. Vitamin D is different from all other nutrients in the body because the body can synthesize it with the help of sunlight. Vitamin D is not an essential nutrient. If we spend time in the early morning sun without sunscreen at least 4 mornings a week, we do not need to take vitamin D in a pill form. Let's look at the benefits of vitamin D. Vitamin D can be considered a hormone because it works like a hormone, not a vitamin. Vitamin D is a hormone that the kidneys produce to control blood calcium. The primary function of vitamin D is its effect on calcium metabolism, like affecting bone formation, and maintaining blood levels of phosphorus and calcium. Vitamin D enhances the immune system. It stimulates the development of white blood cells. Vitamin D helps fight the development of autoimmune disorders. Vitamin D helps decrease some types of cancers, specifically colon and breast. Vitamin D is a fat, and the nature of fat is to build tissue, enhance the fluid metabolism, and to direct nutrients into the nervous system. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin and is fat-soluble. We kind of hear fat-soluble, but let's kind of go over it. Fat-soluble means that vitamin D is absorbed in the lymph and then transported in the blood. However, if taken only in pill form, these fats can store in the liver and fatty tissues instead of being naturally transported in the blood. This becomes a problem when vitamin D is taken excessively or continuously because it can build up toxic levels in the body. Let's kind of look at how absorption of vitamin D happens. Anyone suffering with liver or kidney weakness or disease, the conversion process of D is decreased. People with inflammatory bowel disease may also have increased risk of vitamin D deficiency. So the route to low vitamin D could be that the liver or kidneys or bowels are not in good health. Taking vitamin D in a pill form can be less likely to give you the results you're looking for, especially if your body has difficulty processing the vitamin D. Continuously taking a pill form of D usually results in a toxic buildup that can eventually cause you more health issues. So let's look at better ways to get vitamin D. Sunshine. Half an hour in the early morning sun at least 4 days a week. Do not wear sunscreen during this time and try to expose at least 25% of your body. Foods. Either good oils like avocado oil, olive oil, pumpkin seed oil, sunflower oil, or a good omega-3 fish oil. Raw nuts and seeds. Open water fish, so make sure you don't do farm-raised. Herring, salmon, even the pink canned salmon is fine. Flounder, sardines, egg yolks, and shiitake mushrooms. Kefir is also a very good source of vitamin D and calcium. In summary, vitamin D can be synthesized in the body, and with the help of sunlight or foods, vitamin D sends signals to 3 primary target sites: the GI tract to absorb more calcium, the bones to release more calcium, and the kidneys to retain more calcium. These actions support bone formation and maintenance. The good news is that it is nearly impossible to get too much vitamin D from sunlight or from foods, and your body knows exactly what to do to facilitate good health with nature. Until next week, eat healthy.